The headlines in the morning paper weren't about the lost millions anymore. They were about the total, catastrophic fall of the Towers family integrity, a brand that had taken three generations to build and only one afternoon to dismantle. James sat in a dimly lit bar, his eyes fixed on the muted TV above the shelf. Robert was on the screen, captured in a grainy freeze frame as he descended the courthouse steps. He was wearing a dark suit that seemed to hang off his frame, making him look smaller than the titan James had once feared. "He's lost it," the bartender muttered. "Why would a man with that much power just hand over the keys to his own prison cell?" James didn't answer. He looked at the small cactus Robert had given him, which now sat on the corner of the bar like a silent witness. He realized that Robert wasn't trying to save his reputation or his assets. He was engaged in a much more desperate act, he was trying to save his soul. Back at the new condo, the air was thick with the smell of floor wax and cardboard. Bella was perched on the narrow window sill, her tail twitching as she watched the street lights flicker to life.